Hello everyone and welcome back to episode 97. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope that you are all well and that you've had a wonderful Easter. Wow, what a week I have had. Let me just tell you a little bit about this week because this is a very big moment, as you already know. I have had the most emotional few days ever. Literally ever. I have scriked for days because on Thursday I had my last ever day at my incredible school and they gave me the most unbelievable send off that you could ever imagine. I just couldn't believe it. It was amazing. And I started at this school 9 years ago as a student, and then I went on to go back for my second placement, and then I went on to become a teacher there. I was the staff governor, I've been the art lead, I've done all sorts of different roles. And then when I'd made the decision to come out of teaching, they had me back again at the same school as a teaching assistant, where I got to teach lots and lots of different classes, which was absolutely amazing. So I got to know a lot of children then. And I worked out that over that time that I've been there, I've taught, like, you know, regularly around about 600 children and got to know even more that I've not taught as often in addition to that, which is a lot of kids. And some of those children are now 18, which is absolutely wild because when I had them, they were in year four, so they were like eight. And never, ever have I received such a massive outpouring of love as I did on Thursday. It was just incredible. I was absolutely overwhelmed with gratitude for how special everybody at that school made me feel. And my gorgeous friend Beck had arranged for the choir that she runs, along with another friend of mine, to sing a song that was like all about me. So they changed the words, talking about how I was moving on to this next part of my life and these beautiful words at the beginning. And I sobbed, honestly. I absolutely sobbed. There was this whole big assembly for me. All of the children were sat there watching with me and they said the most amazing things in it about how this school would always be my home, and it absolutely will be. I had this gorgeous book full of messages from all of the staff and loads of photographs of my time there and all these messages from the amazing children in the last year group that I taught as a teacher. And oh, it was just beautiful. Every time I opened it, I just cried some more. I couldn't even read it. And I've only just got to the end of reading it now because I was just hysterical every time I started reading it. And it's something that I will honestly treasure for the rest of my life. It's so important. And I got hundreds of cards, like a huge, literally a huge trolley full of like presents that I had to wheel out to my car. Bouquets of flowers, everybody, all my colleagues have put into a collection and bought me amazing vouchers that I can spend on treating myself and going for lunch. And oh, it was just amazing. And honestly, I really couldn't find the words to show my gratitude and my love for every single person who works there and all of the children that I've taught. I just cried solidly from 9 o'clock in the morning and I didn't stop until the following day. I actually just like couldn't get a grip. And I posted the video, if you want to see it, of the assembly that they did for me on my Instagram highlight called My Journey, so that I could just keep watching it forever, because I must have watched that video about 100 times now. And I felt so, so loved. So if you are listening, as one of the amazing people that I was privileged to work with for any of my 9 years here, thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I really can't tell you how grateful I am. And then straight after that, I had a lovely weekend. Well, I'm still in the middle of it, actually, because it's Saturday while I'm recording this. Celebrating Easter. I went for a walk up to the Pike. Possibly my favourite time of year, I think, probably from my teacher days, when it was quite busy and overwhelming time of year. There's a lot going on in that term. And these holidays just, they're just the best ones. I feel like the world is coming back to life. It's been sunny all weekend so far. We had a great walk yesterday, a nice big long walk with family and friends, and a lovely meal. I'm going to a party tomorrow. So the vibes are very, very high for me right now. I feel like my cup is well and truly full and absolutely overflowing. So I'm so grateful. So inspired by that, this week, I want to share with you a little section of the words that the children said to me in that assembly and why they were so important. So, excuse me, I've got a bit of a sore throat, I think, from crying and talking and laughing. So they said, Miss Waddington, you have transformed hundreds of lives for the better. At Garrett Hall, the children are taught to follow their dreams. And what better way to do that than to lead by example? We are inspired by your passion and determination to follow your dreams. And we wish you every success with Empower State podcast. We know that you're going to go far. They said so many other lovely things, but those words in particular meant the absolute world to me, because above anything else, I know that I'm going to create in my life and my career ahead of me. I know now from those words that if I did nothing else other than what I've already done, I have taught those children that they can and absolutely should chase after whatever it is that their heart is called to do, whatever the cost or the risk. And knowing that gives me such an immense sense of purpose and satisfaction. So I want to talk to you more about that idea today. If you have got a dream that is in your heart and you're not chasing it, then why the fuck not? Ask yourself, why am I not chasing after that dream? Why aren't you going after that dream with every single fibre of your being? It's been given to you like this little beautiful seed for you to plant and for you to nurture and for you to water and give it sunlight and grow into something that leaves and incredible lasting impact in the world. And it doesn't matter what that is, it's yours and it is there for a reason. You do not have to be famous, you don't have to be a public speaker, you don't have to start a podcast, you don't have to build this huge audience. It is not about that at all. It's about that vision that is inside you, that is waiting to be brought to life by you. Maybe it's your dream to live by the sea or to open a bakery, or you might want to be like the top of your game in a sport. You might want to be a personal trainer or open a nursery or a little shop, or maybe you want to work with like holistic methods like crystals, or you might want to run sound baths, or maybe you want to foster children or have children and be a stay-at-home mum or travel the world or move abroad to a new country forever or temporarily. You might want to learn a new skill, like how to learn a language or surf or anything. You might want to be an outdoor instructor or start your own beauty salon or volunteer at a library. It doesn't matter. Regardless of what it is that you want to do with your time here on earth, do you understand how important it is to follow where you are being called? Like, really think about that. Do you understand that that is so important? It's so important. When you're given a vision, it doesn't matter how simple or how grand it seems. That's just our perception of things. People seem to think that if your vision includes generally like being famous or being very well known, that it's bigger than another. It's not. It's just unique. It doesn't matter. It's different. And it's really important that you follow that vision, because when you're given that vision, you've got a job to do whilst you're here. Everybody is here on this planet for a reason. We're not just here randomly. We're here to serve a purpose. And when you keep allowing your fears and your circumstances and other people's opinions and these made up limitations from pursuing it, you're doing a disservice to humanity. I'm just going to put that out there. You are not serving humanity in the way that you were designed to do. And that's so important that we do that. Often when we start something new, we think about how people might think that we're like a bit cringy, or how awkward we're going to feel, or how scared we are. Like the first time I ever published a podcast episode, it was all running through my mind thinking, oh my God, what if such a body from work? Oh my God, imagine if like one of my exes hears this or imagine that, all these people that I've known and what they would think of me. But I got to the point where the pull to do it and my understanding that my message was more important than how cringy I felt. Like, it's more important that you put your value out into the world, whatever that looks like, than how awkward you feel. You've got to get over that. You've got to allow who you really are to come through, regardless of if you feel like you're a bit cringe. It doesn't matter, because the purpose that you are serving is far, far more important than how you feel a bit daft. I hope that makes sense. So you might think, well, like, how does me baking cakes or volunteering in the library have an impact on the world? But it absolutely does. That cake that you bake, for example, could be shared with a family on the best day of their life, on somebody's wedding day, or maybe at a christening, or it could reveal the gender of the baby that they're about to have, or it could be given as a gift that's going to make somebody's day. Like, it's important. If you're volunteering in a library, you only have to think back to the film Matilda. Do you remember the film Matilda? If the original one, I've not watched the up-to-date one. I want to watch it. Is there an up-to-date one, or is it a show? I can't remember. But anyway, when I was a kid, Matilda was one of my favourite films. And she, if you've not watched it, lived in a home where she was discouraged from reading, which was doing what she loved. And she met this librarian who gave her new books and helped her to learn how to read and picked ones out for her and made a massive impact in her life. And I know that that's just a film, but that is the reality. Whatever you're doing, you are having impact in the world. And you might not realise that. I was lucky enough through that assembly to realise the impact that I'd had. And it was so much bigger than I thought it was. But it's so important to understand that every single role that you play, if it's in alignment with your purpose and your passion and what you love and what you're excited about, you're having an impact. You're serving your purpose as a human on that planet. So I want you to really think for a minute about whether you are truly happy with how you spend your days. And I know that, you know, everybody has days where you think, oh, it's not a very good day. That's not what I mean. Are you happy with what you're doing with your life? And I don't just mean a job. I mean, just in general, are you happy with how you're spending your time here on Earth? Do you have something, some goal, some vision, something that you daydream about and think, oh, one day I'll do that? Because if so, one day is right now. I'm going to be the person to tell you that. That one day will never come. It's now. Life is already happening. It's right now. And I bet you any money, you've had that dream for years. And you thought back then that you would have done that by now, or you would have at least started it. Start now. Because if you are waiting for the next month or for the next year or for when the circumstances are better, when you've saved up enough money to be safe doing it, or when your kids are older, or when you've got more time, that day is never going to come. Because when it does come, something else will happen. The right time does not exist. It's a mirage. You get to that point and some other shit will be going on in your life. Do it now. Stop being afraid to fuck it up, or being afraid of people's judgment, or being afraid of being seen to not be perfect or to fail at something and have to get back up. It doesn't matter. Get started now. Like, now is the time. So ask yourself this question: what is more terrifying to me? Is it the prospect of something going completely tits up and everybody seeing it go tits up and having to start again, but this time with more wisdom and more knowledge and more clarity? Or is it more terrifying to get to the end of my life and realise I never did that thing that set me on fire inside because the right time never came, or I was too worried about people's judgment, or if I'd looked daft, or if I didn't get it right first time? Because if that is what you choose, if you choose to stay in that place, that is the reality. The day will come where you look back at your life and you either feel so grateful for how fully you lived and how many times you cocked things up and learnt lessons and made mistakes and how much you lived and how much you loved people and the impact that you had and all the experiences that you had, or whether you think, ah, I never did that thing because I was just too worried about not being perfect and what everybody thought of me. Because I know which one terrifies me the most. Absolutely, the feeling of regret at the end of my time. So I also just want to reiterate to you that your calling or your purpose or your passion is not always something that will be considered really big, like speaking on stages around the world. You'll know what my vision is because I talk to you about it all the time. And my vision does include things like that. My vision includes speaking on stages around the world and having a number one podcast and doing all of these things. That means that I'll be very in the public eye. Does that make sense? But that doesn't have to be the same for you. It's just what you are called to do. It's what your heart is happy with, what makes you feel like you're just loving your life and you're really feeling on purpose. So what is it that would make sure that when you leave here, which you all will, we all will, nobody's getting out alive, what will leave you with that feeling that you don't have any regret, that you did what you loved to do and that you know that you've left a lasting impact on people? And I'd also like to add that this doesn't have to be your career. Like, that's a big misconception that a lot of people have. It can absolutely be something that you do alongside your work. It doesn't have to make your money, or it doesn't have to be your main source of income. If you can find a way to make your purpose your career, then you've hit the jackpot, because I can't think of anything else that I would love to do more than what I'm doing right now. And I'm very, very fortunate and very grateful that this is my career now. But what I'm trying to say is it doesn't have to be. Don't feel like you have to find this particular job. You can do things alongside what you want, what you get paid for. It doesn't have to be the same thing. So my grandma, for example, had one dream with her life, and that dream was to be a mum, a very present mum, and to spend her whole life raising her children and taking care of her grandchildren. And she's 86 now, and that's exactly how she has spent her life. She never wanted to have this high-flying career. It didn't interest her. She was fortunate enough that my granddad worked really hard so that she could do that, and that she did a fantastic job of it. Like, she was absolute mum and grandma of the year, no doubt about it. She wasn't interested in travelling to Barbados or living in a mansion. She didn't care about having lots of money. She just wanted to raise children because that's what she was called to do. It's what made her heart happy. And my grandparents have had incredible impact on us, the family, through doing that. So our visions are all very different. They're all unique. And that's the point. You're not all supposed to have the same vision. No one is better or worse than another. My grandma's vision is so far off mine, I actually cannot describe how far away it is. I have no desire to have children of my own. And my dream is about having complete freedom to go and see as much of the world as I want, and to have all these experiences with the people that I love. But we both are doing and have done what makes our heart very happy, and I'm really, really grateful for that. So don't be discouraged because your dream is not to be famous or not to, you know, be an athlete or whatever it is. There's nothing that's bigger or smaller than anything else. That's not how it works. So take risks, jump into your passions, follow what you are most excited about, because not only will that allow you to be successful, I absolutely 100% believe that you will be successful if you follow where you're guided to be, regardless of how bumpy the ride is. But you'll also leave the incredible impact on people and on the world that so much more than you could ever imagine that you were put here to do. That is your job here. So when you do what you love, you're vibrating at a really high frequency, and people will feel that. The love that I felt for and from those children has got nothing to do with how good I was at teaching the curriculum. Absolutely nothing. They will not remember, I guarantee they will not remember what I taught them in maths. They won't remember any single one of my English lessons or any other subject that I taught. They'll remember how I made them feel, because that's what people remember about other people. It's how you make them feel. And I will remember for the rest of my life how those children and those staff made me feel on Thursday. 100%, without doubt. So When they said in that assembly that they're inspired by my passion and my determination to follow my dreams through leading by example, I really hope that I can do the same for you today. That's what I want to do in this podcast episode. Just for a second, I want you to zoom right out of your circumstances, zoom out of your home and your job and how much money you've got and what's going on around you and how busy you are and what you look like and how you dress. Just take yourself right out and visualize yourself for a second from space and just really get things in perspective. Like, go even further if you want, out into the universe. We keep ourselves in these little tiny boxes where we feel like we have to be because people have told us that that's what we need to do, when we are literally just little specks of love and of just pure creative power floating around on a rock in space. Like, that is the reality. And we're here for such a tiny amount of time, and all we're here to do is to learn and to grow and to have some fucking fun and to make an impact. And that's it. That's all we've got to do while we're here. You get to choose your reality. You are not bound by the limitations of your circumstances or what people tell you you should be. Please understand that. You get to choose your reality. The only limitations that you have are the ones that you're putting on yourself. So from now on, drop everything, absolutely everything that is holding you back, and go and have an adventure. Go and have some fucking fun. Make some impact, whatever that looks like for you, whether it's doing what I want to do and being a speaker all over the world, or if it's that you want to open a little bakery. It doesn't matter. You're doing what you're called to do. Please don't let that pass you by. It's so important. So thank you so much for listening and for being here in this massive time of transformation for me. I really do. I love you all so much, and I look forward to seeing you living a life that you love as much as the one that I'm living right now. So have a wonderful week, and I will speak to you next Monday. See you later.